This is program number LW2039. Well, they called him Silent Cal. That's because he just didn't have much to say. Not ever. Hi, this is Larry West. I find Calvin Coolidge a most interesting man. He was president of the United States back during the Roaring Twenties. While America was roaring, Silent Cal slept in his rocking chair out on the front porch of the White House. I'm serious. And seemingly, he never had anything to say. Never. For example, it happened in Vermont. Calvin Coolidge walked into a barbershop one day to get a haircut. Now, the barbershop had only one chair in it, and while he sat there getting his haircut, the town doctor walked in and sat down to wait. The doctor said, "Cal, did you take the pills that I gave to you?" Coolidge said nothing for a minute or two, and then he answered, "Nope." A little while later, the doctor asked, "Well, are you feeling any better?" Another long silence intervened, and then Coolidge said, "Yep." After a while, the barber finished the haircut, and Coolidge started to leave. The barber then spoke up, a little embarrassed, and said, "Aren't you forgetting something, Mr. Coolidge?" Coolidge, a bit sheepishly, said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to pay you. I was so busy gossiping with the doctor, it just slipped my mind." When he was vice president of the United States, Coolidge once was asked to preside at the laying of a cornerstone of a public building there. He turned the customary spade full of earth, and then the workman laid the stone. The crowd waited for the customary oratory. You know, the vice president was supposed to say something, make a speech. But he said nothing. Finally, the master of ceremonies stepped up and asked the vice president to say a few words. Coolidge thought for a moment, then pointing to the spade full of earth he had dug up, he said, "There's a mighty fine fishing worm." That's all. And he walked off to his waiting limousine. Seemingly, he just never had anything to say. Coolidge had been governor of Massachusetts. When he became vice president of the United States, the successor governor, Channing Cox, came to Washington and paid Coolidge a visit one day. Cox asked how Coolidge had been able to see so many visitors a day when he was governor, but always was able to leave his office at 5 p.m. Cox said that he himself found it often impossible to leave his office until as late as 9 p.m. "Why the difference?" he asked. And Coolidge said to him, "You talk back." Makes sense. He became so known across the country as Silent Cal that a society woman stepped up to him one day at a dinner party. She sat down beside him and said, "You must talk to me, Mr. Coolidge." She said, "I made a bet today that I could get more than two words out of you." Coolidge turned to her in his own dry humor. He said, "You lose." Coolidge seemingly never had very much to say. And you know, I guess that's all right. As long as what you say is quality stuff, the quantity of words is just not all that important. You know, really, Jesus Christ was a man of relatively few words. The Bible records no more than just a few hundred, but it's what he said that makes the impact. The words of Jesus make the difference, really, in your future. Don't you think that it's time you really tuned in on them? Got one more for you in the life of Silent Cal. The train stopped one day in St. Louis, and a large crowd gathered to see President Coolidge. Colonel Starling went to the president's private car and found him seated on a big lounge, his elbows on a table, his hands cupped about his chin, fast asleep. Starling tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Mr. President, there are about 2,500 people waiting to see you." And without a word, naturally, Coolidge got up, smoothed his hair, straightened his jacket, and followed Starling to the observation platform. He gave the people his official smile, and the people applauded. Then the local master of ceremonies shouted, "Now you folks keep quiet. I want absolute silence. The president is going to speak." Silence fell upon all the people. Then the man, turning to the president, said, "Mr. President, you may speak now." Just about that time, there was a hiss of air as the train's brakes were released, and the train began to roll gently out of the station. The president, still smiling, raised his hand to the crowd and said, "Goodbye." And with that one, I think I'd better leave for today. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care. This address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.